Thank you. This might be a secondary strut. A little thermal effects on it right here, Neil.
Yeah, I noticed that. Seems to be the worst, although similar effects are on all around.
EMU flight.
Start to lose my balance in one direction, and recovery is quite natural and very easy.
Fine, EMU.
How you doing?
Looks good. We're running the money on the consumables, and the cooling looks proper.
And moving on,
he's still in max. He must have ripped into heat during the preparation.
Like that, light-footed.
I expect him to change it in a minute, though.
And I have the insulation off the Mesa now. The Mesa seems to be in good shape.
Have to be careful that you're leaning in the direction you want to go, otherwise you slightly inebriated. Otherwise you have to cross your foot over to stay underneath where your center of mass is. Didn't I say we might see some purple rocks?
Find the purple rocks?
Yep. Very small, sparkly fragments are the rocks. They're on in places. That would make a first guess of some sort of biotype. Leave that to the further analysis.
My experiments, could we get him to repeat that?
I'll compact underneath.
Could we get him to repeat that on his comment on the rock?
Didn't you get it copied?
No.
Negative.
This is Captain. You're telling me like you said, he thought it was biotype, but he'd leave it for people to figure out.
Roger. Quarter of an inch.
Okay, Houston, I'm
going to
change lenses on you.
Roger, Neil.
Flight Capcom. Yeah. It's been about 55 minutes since they started deep rest. I think that I give them a LEM status report.
Yeah, the next time you talk to him, Telcom Flight.
Well, go Flight.
All looking good.
That's affirmative.
Okay. Control, how about you?
Go back.
Yeah, next time you talk to him, Captain.
Okay, Roger. Houston, tell me if get a new picture.
Neil, this is Houston. That's affirmative. We're getting a new picture. You can tell it's a longer focal length lens. And for your information, all LEM systems are go. Over.
Your information, all LEM. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Flight.
Neil is now unveiling the plaque that is.
Roger, we got you bore sighted, but back to one side.
Bore sighted.
Read the plaque, we'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this LEM. There's two hemispheres, one showing each of the two hemispheres of Earth. Underneath it says, dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. We came in peace for all mankind. It has the crew member's signatures and the signature of the President of the United States.
ready for the camera? Pocket it.
There, you're taking Steve Yano.
What's the LEC there?
I'm afraid these spot materials are going to be dusty. Surface material, powdery. Yeah. I don't know whether how good your lens is, but if you can touch it above. Very much like a very finely powdered carbon. Pretty looking.
You pull out some of my cable for me, please.
Houston, how close are you able to get things in focus?
Now, this is Houston. We can see it buzzes the right hand. It's somewhat out of focus. I'd say we were focusing down to probably about 8 inches to a foot behind the position of his hand when he's pulling out the cable.
Okay, how's the temperature looking there?
Temperature of the camera is showing cold.
I'm a little cool, I think I'll change.